Joining us on the phone, our special guest this morning, is Bill Bartley. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Glass. Margaret, how are you doing?
Good. Welcome.
And Bill?
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, you should be happy to be here. It's Monday morning. We're trying to cheer up the audience here. We don't want to remind
There's no better place I would want to be.
That $10 is in the mail. I told you if you
really
said that, we would do that. Now that we're all back from spring break, maybe we had one margarita too many, maybe a shrimp cocktail too many, but you have a way to help folks get fit, and you've got a big, big event coming up Saturday, April 9th. Tell us all about the Hoosier Half Marathon that's coming to Bloomington.
That's right. You know, if it's springtime in Bloomington, you know, right around the corner is the Green and Schultz Hoosier Half Marathon and 5K. This is the 11th year for that event. And, you know, for me being the race manager, that spells out spring loud and clear to me. It's circled on the calendar, and it's what I'm working towards from basically New Year's Day. We got our foot on the gas all the way till the event's over.
And the now, how many? You said this is year number 11. How many years have you been involved with it?
We took over the event in 2012 from the IU Alumni Center, who took the event over a couple years previous from a student group that started it in 2006.
So this sounds like it is a pretty big deal. How many people are we expecting at this event?
Participation-wise, I'd always like to do more. We're probably hovering in that 2,500 to 3,000 range is what we're targeting.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that there's going to be 2,500 people out there doing this?
Athletes in action.
What's the deal with that? That's a lot of people.
some of the, you know, about, I would say about two-thirds of those neighborhood are running the actual half marathon, and the other third are running in the 5K or walking. We've joined forces with the Dance Marathon, IU Dance Marathon group this year, and we're fundraising for their 2016 effort, and we've renamed our 5K the For the Kids 5K, which is their slogan. So really enjoying working with that group. They're, as you guys I'm sure are aware, they are very focused and efficient group of students to work with.
Yeah, and they raise a ton of money for a great cause as well, and it's great that you guys can be a part of that. And you're always talking about wanting more people. The marathon circuit, Bill, and jump on me here if I'm wrong, but I paid just enough attention to be dangerous. It seems like every city, every community has some kind of half marathon. This wasn't the case even 10 years ago. Why the big, is this just a fitness thing? Tell me why this is a big deal now.
Yeah, the whole running sport, you would say.
I'm exhausted just listening.
Yeah, the 5Ks, you know, were and they still are probably the most participated event nationally. I think the statistics are something like between 10 and 12 million people run a 5K somewhere in the country every year. But as people do that, they're always obviously looking for more challenges. You know, whether you're drinking margaritas on spring break or you're out looking for a run, you're always looking for that next challenge, and half marathon's kind of the next distance, and it's the fastest growing segment of the running industry right now.
So Bill, can you tell us what the schedule is for the 9th and maybe a little bit about registration?
Saturday, April 9th is when showtime is, and that's right. Where can we get registered for those people who are looking to jump in?
Great. Easy enough, HoosierHalf.com has all your information. Registration link is the first thing there. There's access to maps. There are links to information for people who are not participating. But I always try to make sure that if people are trying to find their way around town, because we do close a number of streets down, that there's information for people to get there. The schedule goes, there is late registration and early packet pickup at the Alumni Center Friday the 8th from 4 to 8. And then things kick off with late registration and packet pickup at 6:30 to 7:30 Saturday morning. And the race starts at 8. And the half marathon concludes at 11:30. And the 5K, usually everybody's done by by about 9.
Bill Bartley is our guest this morning. He's in charge of the Hoosier Half Marathon coming up April 9th right here in the lovely city of Bloomington, Indiana. You want to quickly give us a little bit of an avoidance area on that morning for people that that's normally a part of their normal either route or they like to get out on a Saturday and get around. Where's the course going to be? And for people that are interested in getting into this, this is one of these official time chip races and all that stuff, right?
Yes, definitely. It's time start. We've got split points out on the course so people can kind of check their times later on how they do on the route. You know, a lot of people don't know the event happens because if they're not out between 8 and 9, they might not even see it downtown, honestly. But we leave the start finish at the Alumni Center. We head 17th to Walnut to Kirkwood to Indiana at Sample Gates. The 5K goes north on Indiana there. The half marathon continues on the campus, finds its way through the Arboretum, up Fee Lane, onto Jordan Extension, down Jordan proper, all the way to 2nd Street, cross 2nd Street, past Binford. Then we head south through the neighborhoods, go all the way to Winslow. We like to treat everybody to the trip up Winslow Hill right there between the roundabout. And,
I'm getting exhausted just listening
what,
to
what
this.
Mile marker, what mile marker is that hill by the Winslow YMCA?
Pardon me?
What mile marker is that when you got to go up that hill?
You are at 9 miles at that point.
Can you strap a piano to my back while we're doing that as well? Could you
sure, yeah.
But just to bring that up, though, Bill, because a lot of people do hit the Y on Saturday mornings, they need to be aware of this, and some of the streets around there are going to be busy or slowed down as well. So we'll
leave. Winslow Ballpark Complex and the YMCA right there is an area that, you know, is affected. We'll be putting signs out along the route about 8 or 9 days prior to the event. So people start seeing those pop up. They'll know it states on there that, you know, if you see one of those signs, you're on what will be part of the course. So you can kind of think about that the next week. But again, we've got great traffic control help from some private security, which are mainly off-duty officers. And on campus is all IUPD, and we worked with the city when we planned this route, so places that there could be congestion, we have one of the lanes open. There's very few places on the course that both lanes of traffic are closed, and there's ways to get around and, of course, address any kind of emergency that come up. So anyway, once you get past the Y, we shoot through Azalea over to Henderson, and Henderson straight up to where it meets Indiana at Atwater and back 17th and home.
Bill Bartley's our guest this morning. He's in charge of the Hoosier Half Marathon April 9th here in Bloomington. Talk about registration, Bill. What's this cost, and who are the race funds going to help this year?
Right. So, the half marathon, the current entry fee for that is $65. That's an escalating fee that started at $50 late last year. The 5K is at $30, and the 5K walk is $25. That's the maximum that the 5K entry fees will be. They won't go up. The half marathon goes up a little bit more before race day. That's done really by everybody to try to encourage people to get registered early and make it easier. The funds are, all the net funds from the event. Obviously there's expenses, but the net funds from the event go directly to IU Dance Marathons 2016, Riley Children's Foundation fundraising effort.
For the kids, and that's a great partnership.
For the kids.
Yeah, and they raise a ton of money over at IU, and just add some more in there. We know that's the big dance marathon has
It's
an annual thing. It's year-round.
So, and it sounds like that it doesn't just end with the race. There's some stuff that happens at the end of the race. What's going on at the
massages,
end of the race?
Massages, ace bandages, ice bags, ibuprofen. What else?
There, the IE Dance Marathon group is going to put together a couple musical acts, so we're going to have live music after the event. We partner with Kroger and Coca-Cola for after-race refreshments. We're working on something special, but there's a bunch of hoops to jump through, so I can't really talk about that right now. Outside of that, but let's just say that one of our associate sponsors is Qualfon, so that might be a bit of a hint. But
very
I can't
nice.
See anything yet? So now, that's where we're headed.
Let's get to the registration. Online registration. When do we need to be in so we can? We don't have to hit the day of fee.
April 4th is the last day for online registration, which is the Monday previous to the event. We start working on getting everything together, and then registration opens again, you know, like we talked about, on-site on Friday at 4 o'clock.
Yep, you can pick your stuff up Friday so you don't have to deal with it on race morning and be ahead of the curve there. Over 2,500 folks that are going to participate in the Hoosier Half
this
Marathon.
This is not just like one or two.
No, this is an event.
This is a big deal. So if you're going to be part of this, do it ahead of time.
And the other great news, if you are right, going to do it, Bill, I agree. If you want a new challenge, if you want to run a 5K, the money that you put into this goes to a great cause, and it's a great way to be healthy and a great way to support the local dance marathon and Riley's Children's Hospital when you think about it.
Yeah. Hey, we got a group of students from Benford, 60 to 80 strong, that are third to fifth graders that are going to participate in the 5K. So,
excellent.
You're trying to make me look bad now, aren't you,
there's
Bill?
No excuses. Everybody needs to get out there, right? And if you're not going to run or walk or participate, come out, just step outside, look at where the course is, step outside along the race route and encourage those that are doing it, because that, you know, a lot of these people are from out of town, and some of them have never been to Bloomington, and I just encourage everybody that's what makes this event good, is when people get done and they comment to us, they say, wow, the city's great, the course is great, the people are great, we had a good time, we want to come back, we want to tell our friends, so that's what we're shooting for.
Heck yeah, walk that 5K if it's you're gonna go through campus and do all that. Yeah, why not? It's awesome.
If you can't do the whole thing, or you can do the half one.
Bill, where can we find everything online that jumps out at us and makes it easy to find registration and everything else?
HoosierHalf.com or Facebook/ HoosierHalf.
Perfect. Thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, well, I appreciate it.
And again, April 4, let's just remember, that's the online registration. I'll save you a few bucks. But if you're late, that's fine, because it all goes to the kids for Riley.
There
so.
You go. There you go. Yeah. Thank you, Bill.
Did I hear you say you're coming?
Bill, I think the phone's getting a little, you know, okay, Margaret will vouch for me on this. What I do on a daily basis happens to be what a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old allow me to do on a daily basis.
Oh, well, then you're getting you're like double that. You get a 10K in.
Well, that's what it'll feel like, because I'll walk sideways half the time, then straight ahead half the time, then circle back. Yes, it'll be like about 15 miles. You're right.
He doesn't tell you. It's actually the circling he does the most.
Well,
they have little legs, and they don't go very fast. It's like the baton death march, but not really. Bill, great job as always. HoosierHalf.com. And Bill Bartley will help you with all your questions and answers there. HoosierHalf.com has it all. And again, that's coming up April 9th. Last day for online registration, Margaret, save yourself a few bucks, is the 4th. But if you don't, again, the money goes to the Riley Children's Hospital. So if you're late, they benefit from all that. And Bill's group does a great job with this race. Like he said, they've been doing it since 2012.
Right.
Organized by students, it's moved up through. Now you've got professional race organizers doing this. So if you're wondering, or if you have people asking you, hey, I heard about this Hoosier Half Marathon, HoosierHalf.com, you get all the information there.